Is this committee really prepared to go to the south side of Chicago in neighborhoods that have never seen a father? And are you really prepared to tell those people that kids don't need a mother and father? That fathers don't matter? You're going to tell them that? And my colleagues, I'm there reading my testimony and so on. My colleagues are looking around the room, and they told me that a lot of the, you know, the sort of rich white liberal types who are in the room start snickering about that point, you know, they think that's very funny. But when they looked further, you know, and saw the African-American legislators who were there, they're sitting there going, yeah, you know, they're nodding. They're nodding in agreement, you know, while the white legislators are smirking. So I think that tells me that, you know, kind of struck a chord with them, that they know that fathers do matter, and that saying all you need is two moms, that's somehow going to solve things, the problems that they face in their community. They don't buy it. They're not buying that. So for that reason, plus the very deep religious convictions that people have, they're not going along quietly with this, you know, inevitable march of history. It's been quite interesting to watch from a distance.